It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Man, it was hot today. It was hot. It was humid. The type of Georgia weather that I love. Type of Georgia weather that I like. And right now in Edmonton, it is hot, hot, hot. Oh, my goodness. We're still in the first period. And the Oilers lead the Panthers 3-2. There's a little less than 5 minutes to go here in the first period. And damn it, we got 5 goals in the first period. There's nobody out here playing defense. Damn. Edmonton's trying to go up 2-0 against the Florida Panthers. We'll keep you up to date on this game as it continues on. Who knows? Maybe we'll get a 10-7 game. Yeah, I doubt it, but damn. Anyway, we have done and talked about a lot. The NFL, the NBA, what a game last night with the Pacers coming back. They didn't have a lead until 0.3 seconds left because of Halliburton. We've had some great guests who joined us today. Zach Osterman from the Indy Star to talk about those Pacers. Thank you so much as well to Will Graves. Will Graves from the Associated Press. He came by to have a chat with us about the Steelers and everything because he's a national NFL writer. A great chat. And then just before the break as well, we talked about villains in the world of sports and the young, I don't know if he's a young man, the school teacher who gave, he accidentally gave the students beer. Okay? He accidentally gave the students beer. That's what it is. What can I say? And Botcher, and a better example, I hate to be going back in time, you can accident it. The when you have that many cartoons on these beer cans and things like that, Botcher. Like it's they're marketing it to kids. It's like when they put cartoons on cigarettes years ago.
Yeah, but this wasn't a kid error. This was an adult error.
Right, but you can just by glance, you can mix it up. Come on.
I don't know. He wasn't looking for Elmo. He was looking for something else.
Mountain Dew. It said Mountain Dew.
Yeah. But it's not. Just go with the basic Capri Suns. You can't mess up that way.
Oh, Capri Suns. Wait, you want to tell me that they don't sell alcohol now in Capri Sun looking packages?
Well, they probably do. But
yes, they do. I'm telling
branded,
you they do.
If it's branded, you'll be fine.
Oh, wow. You ever heard of Hazy Like a Fox IPA? You ever heard of that?
I have.
Yeah, we not got a lot. We got a lot of that in Georgia. Have you ever seen the can?
Yes, it's like colorful, right?
A cartoon fox, okay? It's a cartoon fox on it. If you put that in front of a kid, come on now, right? And so if you just happen to be an adult walking by and you glance, come on. You're not going to think anything. Otherwise, just be like, oh, this is juice for kids, like...
And then you barely sip it, and you're like, this is terrible. And then you don't drink it.
Well, the kids had enough to, they were a little woozy, okay? They probably had good naps, to put it that way. Be careful what you serve the kids. Anyway, I'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. Be careful what you serve yourself. It is Friday. I know a lot of people like to get loose on a Friday. Hey, how about this? It is Friday. You know, let's do a Friday funny. We'll get into that as well. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. If you have a funny joke that is appropriate for on air, and please, nothing, no joke that has like a 20-minute setup. No, thank you. But if you got a good joke, you're going to make America laugh, you got something funny to say, 888-710-4ISN. That's if you're funny, okay? You can feel free to call us up. Thank you to everybody listening on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliates, Sirius XM Channel 375. You can also find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. I just told you about this Game 2 matchup between the Oilers and the Panthers. There's now a minute left in the first period. The Oilers still lead 3-2. Man, Bennett came up right away, scored the first goal. Evander Kane put in the second one to tie it. Bouchard knocked it in, gave Edmonton a 2-1 lead. Jones came by and tied it up at 2 goals apiece. And then Leon Draisaitl, he's the one who put Edmonton ahead again 3-2-2. This is crazy. You think about the goals that are being scored. This is absolutely wild. There's no defense. None of it's being played. Hey, you know what? A matter of fact, let's listen. This is as much offense as here. This is pretty funny to listen to. But let's actually take a listen to the head coach of the Oilers, Chris.
He's just trying to make early contact, box the guy out.
Scored right out of the gate.
Yeah, there's not a lot you can do. There's some players that just find their way getting to the net. I guess just early contact, getting body position.
Yeah, they didn't stop him. Yeah, that's one coach. Let's listen to Paul Maurice. He's the head coach of the Panthers. The team that in the last game had a 3-1 lead and then still went out there and blew it. He was asked about what they need to change. He's like, I don't need to change nothing major. Maybe you do.
It's almost all an adjustment back to form. You know, we're a little off here. We can be a little bit better. So there's not a lot of changes that go on in between. Nobody's changing a major system. It takes months and years to do that. So just adjustments back to the form, but I think they have a pretty strong understanding of their foundation.
Oh, no, not changes, but adjustments. Okay. Okie dokie. No major changes, just adjustments. Okay. All right. Oilers lead the Panthers 3-2. What a crazy start to this one. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know, we talk quite a bit about villains and bad guys. And, you know, even based on what we saw last night with Tyrese Halliburton and that big shot, I think he has elevated himself into being a bad guy and not a jerk like Greg Hardy, who, you know, put his hands on a woman and was arrested last night for putting his hands apparently on a family member. I can only assume. I'm going to guess maybe it's a woman. I probably shouldn't guess, but let's see what happens there. He hasn't proven or shown himself to be a decent human being. That's a real bad guy. Tyrese Halliburton is just a guy who knocks down a shot against your favorite team. He's done it over and over again. And I know why people don't like Tyrese Halliburton. It's real simple. He's kind of nerdy. He's kind of nerdy on one hand. He has a wild fashion choices. You know, he's hanging out with the WWE playing a bad guy. I remember last year he's hanging out with Jalen Brunson. He was on Monday Night Raw a few weeks ago. He's knocking down these shots. And then even his dad, like, he is like a wrestler. Tyrese Halliburton is like a wrestler. He gave the New York Knicks the choke symbol. Tyrese Halliburton came out and has his dad as like Jimmy Hart, is hyping him up in the background, being a jerk, cursing out Giannis Antetokounmpo. It's just, there's plenty of reasons. His NBA players called him overrated. Yeah, there's plenty of reasons not to like Tyrese Halliburton. I think he is the next guy in the NBA that people love to hate. And the fact that his dad basically sat on TV and said, after an apology, and told everybody, oh, yeah, but I didn't go up to Giannis. I was looking through Giannis. I was looking through him. Remember this crap? This is why people don't like him, because his dad sounds like a jerk, too.
It might have seemed like I was looking at him, but I really wasn't. I was looking through him. That's right. How I was in the moment. I know it looked like we were looking, like I was staring him down, you know, but it wasn't like that. It was in right. The moment, as if I was looking right through him. And yes, I had the banner in my hand going, and I was yelling, yay, yay, yay. Giannis never said anything to me. I never said anything to Giannis. There was right. no back and forth. He grabbed my hands. He put his forehead on my forehead, and he said, don't disrespect me. Don't effing disrespect me. Okay? And I said to him, I was not trying to disrespect you, which I wasn't. I'm telling you, I did not do that on purpose. I really did not. And then I said to him, I love you. He said back to me, I love you. We patted chest. He gave us a thumbs up, and he walked away.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Nobody want to hear nobody lying. Lying doesn't make, you don't become endearing by being a liar. I don't know. I think that doesn't help Tyrese Halliburton's case for being disliked. And I don't think anybody's going to vote him next year as being the most overrated player in the NBA. Not at all. Just, I guess, man, about a month and a half ago, Haliburton answered that question about being voted the most overrated player in the league. I don't think anybody's calling him that today. This is what he said at that moment.
It didn't impact the way I play today at all. I must be doing something right, you know, if that's the case. You know, I don't have a big speech or comment on it. I mean, all I care about is this locker room and winning games. And, you know, we're in position to, you know, go to Milwaukee and, you know, continue this series on. So not too worried about that. I know I am. I'm confident in my own skin and not worried about, you know, what anybody thinks. My teammates trust me. So does, you know, my front office, my coaching staff. So I'm good. I could care less.
Has to be a motivating factor, though, right? Has to be. You can ask the Milwaukee Bucks if he's overrated. You can ask the Cavaliers if he's overrated. You can ask the Knicks if he's overrated. And I mean, based on what we saw last night, go ahead, ask the Oklahoma City Thunder. Is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, if you ask him, is Haliburton overrated? You probably get out of here with that question. The part that sucks, game two is on Sunday night. Yeah, well, we got to wait that long because people going to be out Saturday. I don't want to wait that long. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4ISN. What do you have here? We got Marshall calling up from Milwaukee. Marshall, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, JR. It's been a while. Hope you're doing well here.
I'm good. How you doing?
Doing good. My health is still hanging in there. My mouth is better. Whoa. But now I've got other things coming up the end of June, beginning of July. So just continued prayers. And but the good Lord's been good to me. He's pulling me through it. But hey, I'm doing great.
And good. You're still here, so that's good.
That's the important thing. Yeah. But just before I get into the jokes that I have, I mean, just one or two real quick, and I'm a very religious, very Christ-centered person. And,
okay.
But we have our humor, too, and I'll get to that in a minute. But I'm just going to give a few predictions on the big events. I still like the Okies. I like them in five, and I originally picked it in five. So I think Indiana's gotten their one game, and I still think Oklahoma City's a much better team, but we'll see. Those Pacers are just resilient, though. Yeah. And I picked Florida in seven again, but boy, Edmonton's showing you something, although they are playing at home right now. But I still think that's going to be a great series. They're just both terrific teams, and you know, sentimentally, I hope Connor McDavid can finally get a ring. And as for the French Open, I have been following it. I was wishing the men's final semis had been a little better today.
Alcaraz and Sinner. Yeah, I'm going with Alcaraz on that one. Old cheating Sinner. Old cheating Sinner.
I like Alcaraz. I think he's the best player in the game. But
I'm going for him and Coco. For him and Coco tomorrow.
You think? I hope Coco wins, but boy, Sabalenka's playing very, very well right now, and she just beat the queen. So
Coco's getting older too. So I think she's going to start taking some of these European majors too. So
I hope so. I'm pulling for her, certainly the Americans. And
hit me with your joke, Marshall. Hit me with your joke.
I think Chrissy's seven in French. My Miguel Chrissy is not in any danger anytime soon, but Sweet Tech is terrific. But my jokes are, why was Moses the most technologically advanced prophet?
Why was Moses the most technologically advanced prophet? Because something about a sea? I don't know.
He downloaded data from the cloud onto tablets.
Okay. I like
one
that. Okay.
More.
Ten Commandments.
There's
go ahead.
One
please.
More here.
Yes.
They're both very quick.
Okay.
Why was the area around the Jordan River so wealthy?
Why was something about a sea? I don't know.
No. Nope.
Everything is a
the
sea.
Banks what? Were all the banks were always overflowing.
Oh boy. Okay. All right, Marshall. I was going to hit you with the boo on that one, but I think I'll let that one pass. Okay.
All right. Have a good evening. It's great talking to you.
Yeah, all the time. Enjoy the tennis, Marshall, okay?
You too. Go Coco tomorrow. Take care.
I'll be watching. I'll be watching, and I'm not going to be drinking that Mountain Dew that teacher served the kids. I won't be doing that. Bacha, did you like that joke? Both of them? I like the first one.
The first one was better than the second one.
He downloaded all the data from the cloud to his tablets? Yeah.
The second one was more, it was cornier, so I didn't like that one.
The banks or the sea?
Yeah. You get one Moses joke, not two.
Yeah, don't be afraid to hit that boo button hard there, Bacha, okay?
Oh, I got it.
We like to boo people crazy. Maybe we could boo. I like the one that goes, ha ha. Hey, Russell is calling from Baltimore, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. It's Friday. Why not get in a few Friday funny jokes? Russell from Baltimore, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Nice. First, love the Oilers. Loved them ever since they were in Houston. Anyhow, this doctor, he gets off of work every day. Huh?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Am I wrong? Anyhow. Doctor gets off work every day, precisely 5 o'clock, goes to the bar across the street, and always orders an almond daiquiri from the bartender, whose name is Dick. Becomes their routine. Dick always has the drink. It's okay. Dick always has the drink ready for the doctor just when he comes in at precisely 5 o'clock. One day he looks, he sees 10 minutes before the hour, 5 o'clock, he starts getting the ingredients together with which to make the almond daiquiri. Can't find any almond nuts.
Oh, my goodness.
Finally finds some hickory nuts. Well, he assumes they're somewhat similar, so he grinds them up. Mix them up, puts them in the drink.
All right.
Of course, doctor walks in. He takes the drink, takes a sip, notices there's peculiar taste about it. Says, pardon me, is this an almond daiquiri, Dick? He goes, no, it's a hickory daiquiri, Doc.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Russell, for calling from Baltimore. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
Yeah, that joke sucked.
He moved too fast, and I still didn't get it.
Yeah, Hickory Dick, let me tell you something.
Well, I get the punchline, but... Yeah.
Not you. I'm just saying in general. There's a thing called pacing in the world of radio, okay? There's an art. You got to learn how to pace. You have to learn how to speed up at times, and then other times you have to learn how to slow down. I want to hear the joke, and I want to hear the joke fast because we want to hit the joke. We got other people here with jokes. We have other people here that want to be funny. But if you jump on a radio and you sound like the Peter Piper picked a peck. If you sound like the FedEx guy from the 80s, That's not going to work. It's not. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, we're at the end of the first, and we got the Oilers who lead the Panthers 3-2. This is the most goals scored in a first period in a Stanley Cup's final game in about a decade, since 2016. 5 goals in the first period. Yeah, they opened up hot. They opened up hot like fire. We're going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. It's Friday. It's the Friday Funny. You got a joke? Do you got a good joke? Can you actually tell and deliver the joke? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Of course, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. There's a lot going on. I'll keep you up to date on Stanley Cup Finals Game 2 as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Hey, JR, not too much, but I got a short but sweet joke.
Okay.
What kind of move did the pig put out?
What type of move? M-O-V-E?
Yes.
What type of move did the pig put out?
Pig put out.
I don't know. Tell me.
A pork chop. Oh, boy.
Okay.
One for the kid.
All right, thank you, Todd. All right, try again next week. Okay, thank you, Todd. All right.
All right, you know it.
All right, Kawhi approves. Okay, Kawhi Leonard approves. 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to Larry. He's calling from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. My next door neighbor, Larry. What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm going well. What's up?
Not much. What do the Colorado Rockies and Michael Jackson have in common?
Something about no hits, a lot of hits. What's up?
They both wear a glove on one hand for no apparent reason.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, the Rockies
are.
You're welcome, Larry. Yeah, the Rockies are trying to beat the White Sox for the worst record in baseball from last year. Now, 40 wins, they got to get there. 888-710-4ISN. Q is calling from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief. Show us up, Q.
Yeah, I have a different twist. This is when a joke is not a joke. In 1992, Baltimore wanted a franchise, and Terry Bradshaw would come on the TV and say, "Baltimore, I got a big surprise for you. You can't wait." And then at the end of this, of that, he said, "Well, Dick Sporting Goods is coming to Baltimore." Because Baltimore did a lot of painstaking, went through a lot to get
with
a football
Colts?
Team. Even.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They had a sellout there at the old stadium with Miami and New England just to entice the NFL. But the NFL gave the franchise to the America's team, which is Jacksonville Jaguars and the Carolina Panthers.
Wow. I think at the end of the day, you ended up in a better space. So I think you're happy with what you got now, though, right?
Yes and no, but at that time, we needed a team then. They spent tons of taxpayers' money and to be snubbed like that.
If I have to think about the Ravens or the Ravens, okay, if I have to think about the history of the Jags and also the Panthers, I think all things considered, I know the Panthers have had some success here and there. I would take the Ravens, man. I'll take the Ravens, Q, okay?
Yeah, but Ravens wasn't the Ravens then. They were the Browns.
Yeah, man, but these are all young franchises. Would you rather have the Ravens, the Jaguars, or the Panthers?
Well, the Ravens, but...
Point, Q. That's my point. I mean, the Jaguars came out. They were good the first Tony Boselli years and Tom Coughlin, and nobody cared. And then you think about the Panthers, they had some good years early, and then they hit the skids, and nobody cared until Cam Newton came along. So, the Ravens in a good spot, Q.
Yeah, even though they had to resort to bad measures by bringing a Canadian football team here.
Oh, my God. All right, Q. Well, you got football now. Enjoy it, okay? You got the MVP. Be happy with it. Two times, all right?
You got it, JR.
Thank you, Q. Thank you for calling from Maryland. Okay. Just be happy, okay? I want to hear about the misery of the team leaving, and they got a team now. They're good. Be happy.
That's a real joke.
What, him not being happy?
Yes.
It's like, be happy. Come on, man. Well, we didn't always have the team. The team left. I get it. I understand. Be happy, man. Ravens been around for, what, almost 30 years now? Come on. 888-710-4ISN. You're not like you calling me from St. Louis right now, right? Okay. My bad, people in St. Louis, my bad. 888-710-4ISN. Jay is calling from Las Vegas. What's up, Jay?
Hey, I'm probably not running around this time out of breath, but did you all hear about that frog that was parked illegally? Yeah, he got his car towed.
Okay. All right. The frog that was parked illegally, he got his car towed. Reggie is calling from Baton Rouge, the Red Baton. This should be a good one. Go ahead, Reggie, quick.
All right, JL, I got to be a good joke, baby, tonight.
Okay, I just want to hear the joke. No setup. Go ahead, please.
So the man laid in, and the man be laying in bed watching that TV, and the man lady say, "Baby, I be horny."
What?
So the man, she be horny.
I heard you. I just don't repeat it. Go ahead quickly. Hurry up. Finish.
So the man get up and run in the bathroom and he grabs his pill and he puts that he put the Vitalis in his mouth and he takes some water and get caught in his throat.
Okay.
The Vitalis be caught in his throat.
Okay.
So he go back in the bed and he just say, "Well, it'll melt." So he laying in the bed with him lady.
Hold on, Reggie. And Marco Belletti, you finish this joke. Go ahead, Marco. Finish.
Pass.
Go ahead. Reggie, are you done with the joke? Is it finished?
No, you, I'm you a are,
hey, you, Reggie, this is public radio, Reggie. This is not your bedroom, okay?
All right, Joe.
We don't want to hear all of that stuff, Reggie. Come on.
Here go the punt line.
Just
so the man, do everything he can, and he gets blustered because the pill still be caught in his throat. The vitality. So he just lay down, and about 3 minutes later, the man wake up with a stiff neck.
Okay. Thank you. I get it. Thank you, Reggie. I get it.
I did it.
All right, have a good. Thank you, Reggie. Appreciate you for calling from Baton Rouge. All right, Marco, you could have filled in the details. Why didn't you?
Look at you trying to get me canceled. I'm not going anywhere near all that. Whatever the hell Reggie was trying to set up, man.
Listen, he could have told that joke in 2 seconds. A guy took pills, he swallowed it, and he got a stiff neck. Done. Okay, done.
Why did it have to be that? It could have just been like Advil or ibuprofen. You know,
because his neck was stiff.
Yeah.
No?
I get it. The Vitalis.
Stiff neck.
Okay. I think all of that, it meandered a bit, but I think some of it had the funnier part there.
We didn't need the details of what he did when he was trying. I don't need no details for that. Come on, man.
No, that you need to.
When I get out of here in the studio, I'm going to Bible study. I don't want to hear these jokes from Reggie.
Back to the Moses jokes.
Yeah, let's get back to Moses. Hey, Marco, you missed an amazing Moses joke. You ready?
All right. Okay.
Botcha, help me out if I messed this up.
Why was why was Moses the most technologically advanced prophet?
Yeah, there you go.
No, okay. No idea.
Come on, Marco, go ahead.
I don't know. I don't know.
Because he's the only one that used to download things from the cloud and put it onto tablets.
You snickered, Marco. You snickered. You liked it.
That's not bad.
You liked that joke.
That's not bad. That's not bad. I don't know. I was thinking, I didn't know where it was going to go.
Oh, it's a Moses joke. It's going to be cleaner than what Reggie just tried to tell us.
Well, I don't know. You set it up with the Reggie stuff. I didn't know where we were headed. I didn't know what we were going to do. Parting of seas. I didn't know where we were going.
No. We need to get Reggie on the phone with the guy who told those jokes. Okay. Reggie seems like he needs a little bit of that. All right.
To be fair, I was thinking Burning Bush. I thought that we were going to go ahead somewhere in there. I was a little confused.
No. Wasn't there a goat in that bush? It was a goat, right?
What?
No. No, am I mixed? No.
I'm going to stay quiet.
No. I have to Google. I got to Google this in the brain. No, there was a goat.
Yo, be careful what you're Googling.
here we go. Okay. Yeah, the phrase. Okay.
God talked to Moses and the bush set on fire. He spoke to him through the burning bush. There was no goat.
Okay. Google told me I'm stupid. Google said the phrase goat in the burning bush isn't a common idiom or biblical event. However, there are two elements that contribute to the phrase's potential meaning. The scapegoat and the burning bush. Where I got goat from, I don't know. All right. There's a lot of goats in the Bible, by the way, so maybe that's where I got the goat from. I haven't eaten goat in a while. I love goat. You guys like goat? No?
I've never had goat. I didn't even realize that was something that people ate.
Is that an item?
Curry goat. Yeah, where y'all been? Curry goat?
You know.
Steph?
No, not Steph Curry. No, come on, man.
I fed them at the zoo.
Goat meat, goat.
I didn't think to watch them go get slaughtered and give me dinner. I was unaware of that.
Do you slaughter everything on your plate?
I don't know. I didn't know that.
Yeah, goat is delicious. Next time I'm in New York, I'm getting y'all curry goat, okay? Y'all live in New York. How you don't have curry goat?
I never even heard of that. Now I'm picturing the goat. They make some weird sounds when they're okay. I can't imagine when they're about to be curry goat.
Well, I'm not slaughtering. I'm just eating them. Okay?
Yeah, no. I'm not saying you.
And goat is it's tender. It's delicious. I love goat.
No kidding.
Yeah. Go to a Jamaican restaurant and get some curry goat. Okay.
I'm learning all kinds of new stuff.
Yeah, curry goat.
Goats in the burning bush.
Yeah, curry goat. Anyway.
Stiff neck.
Stiff neck. Yeah. Next. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We come back. We'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Hey, we got a lot of GOATs right now, future GOATs. They are on ice in Edmonton to get an update on what's going on in the Stanley Cup Finals. It's time for a newsflash and more with Marco Belletti.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to think. Use your noggin. Use your brain. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 888-710-4ISN. That is 888-710-4ISN. Yeah, we've had I think we've had a couple of funny jokes today. A couple of them. And we've had some other interesting jokes, to say the least. And maybe we'll get one or two in before we get out of here. 888-710-4ISN. But before we do that, it's the end of the show. Here we have it in the second period. The Oilers and the Panthers, it's hot at 3 goals apiece. They just, every time I look up, there's a new goal. Anyway. And we'll keep you up to date on that in the Infinity Sports Network, even past this show. But it's the end of this one, which means it's time for us to go through a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is June 6th. The year is 1969. And Joe Namath, he said, I quit. Joe Namath said, I ain't doing this no more because I got a bar and the NFL wants me to sell my bar and it's an investigation and gambling and I don't want to do this. Joe Namath, he retired. He quit. I want you to take a listen to this. This is former NFL Commissioner Pete Rozelle holding a press conference on Joe Namath walking away.
We have sufficient information to be convinced in our own minds that it would be best for Joe, if he's continuing in professional football, and best for our sport, that he divorce himself from ownership in the establishment.
In short, if he sells the place and rescinds the retirement, he's welcome in professional football.
I would like to talk to Joe, and we would have to evaluate the situation and all circumstances as they might exist at the time that he would say such a thing, if he does.
He insisted that you had said, that the FBI had said, and police authorities had said that you knew he had no personal involvement, direct involvement, with these undesirables. Is that a fact?
I think we said in our statement that we are convinced that Joe was not involved in any illegal activities.
Yeah, and then Joe came back. Okay. And then he finished his career in 1977, like with the Rams. Joe came back. Anyway, the man wore stockings before it was fashionable. Anyway, June 6th, 2007. That's a hell of a fast forward button. Trevor Hoffman, he becomes the first major leaguer with 500 career saves when he closed out the Padres 5-2 victory over the Dodgers. Take a listen to this.
Garcia Parley draw third with two gone here in the ninth. A 1-2 pitch. Outside corner, quickly called. 500 saves. 500. Count them. Boy, that's a big number up on the scoreboard out there. Unprecedented in Major League Baseball history by the all-time saves leader. And he's added on after setting the record in passing Lee Smith last year. Now 500 to close out another victory against the Los Angeles Dodgers and win another series.
Yeah, that sound courtesy of XPRS. June 6, 2011. Oh, man, it takes this how long it takes for anybody to punish anybody when it comes to college. The Bowl Championship Series. They told USC that 2004 title you won, nothing. You don't have one. Okay, they vacated the championship after they said the Trojans were hit with NCAA sanctions for rules violations in the 04 and 05 seasons. Go ahead and ask Reggie Bush about this one. Listen to this report from the Associated Press.
The NCAA has come down hard on Southern California following a four-year investigation of the school. The penalties include a two-year football postseason ban and a loss of 30 football scholarships. In its report Thursday, the NCAA cited USC for a lack of institutional control, which detailed numerous violations, primarily involving Heisman Trophy-winning tailback Reggie Bush and men's basketball player O.J. Mayo. The NCAA found that Bush, identified in the report as a former football student-athlete, was ineligible beginning at least by December 2004 and through the 2005 season. They ordered USC to vacate every victory in which Bush participated while ineligible. USC beat Oklahoma in the BCS title game on January 4, 2005, and won 12 games during Bush's Heisman-winning 2005 season, which ended with a loss to Texas in the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, at least Reggie got his Heisman back. Okay. There's NIL before it was NIL. June 6th, 2015. That's right. The Belmont Stakes is tomorrow. American Pharoah in 2015. He won the Triple Crown. He won the Belmont Stakes. Let's take a listen to the fastest, most exciting 30 seconds in your life.
And they're into the stretch. And American Pharoah makes his run for glory as they come into the final furlong. Frosted is second with 1/8 of a mile to go. American Pharoah's got a two-length lead. Frosted is all out at the 16th pole. And here it is. The 37-year wait is over. American Pharoah is finally the one. American Pharoah has won the Triple Crown.
Damn. Yeah, before that, the last one to win a Triple Crown was 1978. Okay, the horse was named Affirm. How about this? June 6, 2018. LeBron James passed Michael Jordan. He passed his record for 109 30-point games in NBA playoff history. It was in a loss, though, to the Golden State Warriors, 110-102, 2018. Yeah, you might recall. Golden State Warriors won that finals. Either way, Kevin Love was like, man, LeBron is amazing.
He continues to be a leader. He continues to be LeBron, and you know, he just a lot of times he is very vocal about it, and sometimes he just leads by example. But you know, he's the type of guy that he wakes up every day, punches the clock, puts in his time, and you know, we follow everything that he does.
Yeah, what a world. We got an NBA Finals with no LeBron James, no Kevin Durant, no Steph Curry, no Boston Celtics, no Lakers. We got OKC in the Indiana Pacers. And there you have it, folks. A few things that took place this day in sports history. Oh, my God. I looked up at the screen and Florida and Edmonton. Oh, crap. Somebody just scored the minute I said that, too. Oh, my God. The Panthers now lead 4-3. It's about 7.5 minutes to go here in the second period. What are they doing? Botcher, by the time the show is done, in about a minute, 2 minutes. Are they going to score another? Is somebody scoring another goal before we get out of here?
That was shorthanded, too, so they're on the power play. There's not a non-zero here.
This is nuts. When do they play? When is the next game for them? What's today? Friday?
I'd assume it's Sunday.
So we got an NBA Finals game, and we're going to have another Stanley Cup Finals game, too?
There might be a travel day. So maybe it's Monday.
Oh, that's right. They got to travel 50 million miles to go from Edmonton down to Florida. Oh, Monday. Yeah, Monday. There you have it, Monday. Yeah, we got basketball. Game 2 is on Sunday. We got game 3 of hockey on Monday. So, listen, folks, it's been a fun show. It's been a fun week. Hey, Botcher, thanks for your help. It's been a fun time.
Oh, great time. Reggie, bring up the morale.
Yeah, talk. Was he with the goats? No, that wasn't him. He was the stiff neck, right?
Yeah, he was stiff neck.
He was stiff neck joke. Yeah, let's save that joke for another time, Reggie. Okay. Hey, thank you so much to our guests who came on through. We appreciate you so much, Zach Osterman from the Indy Star, talking about the Pacers. Thank you so much to Will Graves from the AP, National NFL Writer. If you've missed any of the conversations, any of the chats, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We'll be back on Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. The JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. It is a wrap, but don't go anywhere because Bart Winkler is coming up next. Okay? You can find me everywhere online at JR Sport Brief. Be back Monday. Okay, have a great weekend. Please be safe, be well, be smooth, be amazing. You're listening to the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you, Bosch.